Chapter 2. Cryptanalysis before World War II. Cryptography, and therefore cryptanalysis, was not invented with the development of the Enigma machine. It had been used for the last 2,000 years. It would go beyond the scope of this audiobook to tell the complete story of cryptography and cryptanalysis. For interested listeners, Simon Singh's book, The Code Book, The Secret History of Codes and Codebreaking, is a great source to get an overview of the evolution of cryptography. To illustrate the big advantage of rota cipher machines like the Enigma, the British cryptanalytic work in the First World War, before the invention of those machines, is briefly summarized in this chapter. With the invention of wireless radio at the end of the 19th century, new chances evolved for military communication. Every ship within the fleet could be directed in real time. As military radio communication uses strong shortwave transmissions, the radio waves are bounced between the ground and the upper atmosphere of the Earth. Therefore, signals can be received over extremely long distances. But the greatest strength of radio is also its greatest weakness. The radio signals are also received by the enemy. Therefore, the messages have to be encrypted. In the First World War, cryptography was mainly based on codes. Both the sender and the receiver of a message had to have the same code book to encrypt and decrypt the message. Every word in plain text had to be enciphered with the corresponding code of the code book. If that word was used repeatedly, most of the time the same code was used. Only the most frequently used words had multiple codes. Therefore, the only thing that was necessary to break the ciphertext was the code book. The British Naval Intelligence, commonly called Room 40, after their location in the Admiralty Building, did exactly that. From 1914 onwards, they analysed the wireless telegraph messages of the German Navy with various code books that they had captured from a German submarine, or were handed over by the Russians, who captured them from the German cruiser Magdeburg. Room 40 consisted mostly of linguists, classical scholars, and puzzle addicts. The decryption of the Zimmermann telegram was the first famous use of cryptanalysis, which had a major impact on diplomacy, world politics, and the course of the war. On the 16th of January 1917, the German Foreign Minister Arthur Zimmermann sent an encrypted telegram to the German ambassador in Washington, who then retransmitted it to the German ambassador in Mexico. It included a message to the President of Mexico. The German Empire wanted Mexico to attack the USA from the south and reclaim Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, so that the USA would not have the resources to send troops to Europe. If the Mexican president would have followed this plan, Germany promised to provide military and financial support. Furthermore, it stated that Germany would instigate unrestricted U-boat warfare on the 1st of February 1917. At the beginning of the First World War, to be exact, on the very first day of the war, a British ship had secretly cut off the German transatlantic cables near the German coast. Therefore, all transatlantic communication had to be done via radio transmission or via cables of other nations. In the case of the Zimmermann telegram, an American and a Swedish cable were used. Both touched British ground, so the message could be intercepted and was handed over to the cryptanalysts of Room 40. Within just one day, the cryptanalysts of Room 40 recovered the outline of the telegram, which was enciphered with a code only used for high-level diplomatic communications. They used previous analysis from similar encrypted telegrams and soon discovered that this telegram was of utmost importance and would likely change America's position, either because of the unrestricted U-boat warfare or the possible attack from the south. The British Naval Intelligence did not pass the decrypted telegram onto the Americans immediately. Any American response before the 1st of February would have revealed that the German method of encryption had been broken. As America stayed neutral after the 1st of February, The commander of the British Naval Intelligence decided to exploit the telegram. In order to not reveal the real source, they conceived a ploy including a British agent in Mexico who stole the final version. Finally, the telegram was made public. America entered the war on the 2nd of April, and Germany came to the conclusion that various indications suggest that the treachery was committed in Mexico. The cryptanalytic work in the First World War had proven to be extremely important for the course of the war. But just as important as the code-breaking itself was the careful use of the decoded intelligence not to reveal the decryption and therefore blow one's cover. This would be remembered about 20 years later.